Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Steve Gottwalt. He's a former legislator and currently the executive director of the Minnesota Rural Health Association. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Thanks so much.
On last week's show, we had talked about the fact that your organization had just presented to the legislature a report called The State of Rural Minnesota Health 2015. And it talked about, among other things, the aging population in rural Minnesota. The healthcare workforce is aging as well, so workforce development is needed. Hospitals and clinics under financial strain and transportation. I was wondering about the doctor-patient ratio. How does that compare to the metro? Is it a lot worse in rural Minnesota?
Very much so. Just to illustrate for you, in the Twin Cities metro area, there are about 297 people to every one doctor. When you get to small town and small rural areas of our state, that number jumps to 674 people per physician. And if you get to rural isolated, or deep rural as some people refer to it, we have over 2,000 people for every doctor. It really kind of highlights how graphic is the difference between greater Minnesota and the metro area in terms of access to physicians. And this is not only primary care physicians, but also specialty physicians. And then the broadband access. We talked about using telemedicine as a means of trying to get medical resources out to people in rural parts of our state. In order to do that, you have to have sufficient broadband to accomplish telemedicine. And in many parts of greater Minnesota, you don't have enough broadband to do that. So we are pushing the legislature and encouraging them. There are bills that have been introduced that would have the state playing a role in at least helping augment or increase that infrastructure in rural parts of our state. And I think it's long overdue.
Now, you mentioned earlier the dwindling workforce in healthcare due to the aging of that workforce and needing to do workforce development. How does that play out in rural Minnesota?
Well, we have a bill in the legislature right now that is intended to add some critical providers to a program that already exists. The Minnesota Department of Health administers a rural health professionals education loan forgiveness program. These are for students in medicine who are willing to come out and work in and serve rural communities. They can get loan forgiveness under this state program. We've found a lot of success with some of the providers that are in that program now with getting providers out to rural communities, not only for the short term, you know, during the time they're getting loan forgiveness, but we find that, you know, oftentimes those providers get a real love for rural Minnesota, and they end up staying there for a decade or more. So we know the program helps us in this critical area of healthcare provider shortage, and we'd like to add a few other providers to that. Some of them would be public health nursing, mental health has been mentioned, obstetrics is a key area. And so there are some providers that were in this bill trying to get added to that.
Steve, I appreciate you spending some time with us and getting us up to speed.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Steve Gottwalt is a former legislator and currently the executive director of the Minnesota Rural Health Association. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.